Hi, my name's Leslie Nicholson and I lead the Songsters, which is our adult choir at the Birmingham Citadel Corps of the Salvation Army in the UK territory. In the absence of our weekly rehearsals, we have tried to think of new ways to stay connected. We've been sharing singing tips and chatting to a different member of our group each week. We hope you enjoy listening. Hello, and here we are, the second in our series of Songster car shares and some singing tips. So last week, Lucy talked to us about keeping a really nice open mouth shape through our vowel sounds, and that's really important. And this week we're thinking about range. We're following the series of exercises that are on the Canada and Bermuda Territories Gospel Arts page. And so the second set are to do with vocal range, extending our range, helping to maintain that range, which is really important because if you don't use it, you lose it. And at the moment, I guess many of us are not singing as much as we normally would. And range is one of the first things that we find that we can lose when we're not singing regularly. I think also published music, some of the music that we sing these days, maybe doesn't help us. I don't think anyone's ever done a survey. Interesting project for someone in lockdown. If you went through even music just published by the army going way back, and compared it to now and looked at like the average frequency of notes, I think you'd find that we've kind of compressed a bit. Not so many really low notes or really high notes. A lot of it is kind of in the middle and probably lower than the average range that we were singing perhaps in the past, and music was published a while ago. It's great and easy sing, but it does mean when those higher notes, either for female voices or for male voices, come in, all of a sudden there's a bit of a panic, a strain. Oh, am I going to be able to get those notes? And that's the last thing that you want. So my tip of the week is relax. You don't want any tension at all. And when you're singing higher notes, your vocal vocal cords need to be able to vibrate as freely, as fast as possible. You don't want any tension here. So relax. Just let the high notes come out. Easier said than done. How can you practice that? In rehearsal, we have often used a little exercise, easier to demonstrate, sorry, rather than describe, that goes, that one. Okay, so I like that because you relax down onto the high note rather than straining up towards it. Your focus, the note you're focusing on, is lower than the higher note in the exercise, and that just kind of works. There's a lot of psychology in this. So just like the exercises on the Canada and Bermuda page, you would just sing that going up a step each time and just gradually increasing your range. And also, if you don't know what note you're singing, again, you don't stress about it, you relax, and it comes out all the more easily. Another thing that we sometimes have said in practice is that when you are reaching for a higher note, you do something like you bob down. Well, that's bonkers. Why does that work? That just works because, especially if you're old like me, as you go to bob down, you're focusing all the tension and the concentration is on your knees, making sure you don't fall over. And that takes it away from where you don't want it. So it's a case of just moving that tension somewhere else in the body. Obviously, bobbing down is not very practical in performance, or indeed if you are singing along in the car. So other thoughts. I have heard it said that, maybe said it myself, another thing you can do is when you're going for those higher notes is smile inside, kind of in this area. Just sort of make a little, I guess your diaphragm, you're kind of like trying to lift it up. It's nothing to do with the breathing or anything else. It's just putting the tension in another part of your body. and letting this area just be relaxed and let the notes come out. And I don't know if I can say this on a songster kind of video, but the other thing I've heard is to clench your bum cheeks. So smile and squeeze, and therefore, again, there's nothing that helps your singing really by doing that, but all you're doing is putting the tension somewhere else so that you can. So there you go, relax, let those upper notes come out, use the exercises that you either know or that you find on that page to work through your range. When it comes to where you're finding it a little bit hard to get those notes out naturally, just try that technique of putting the tension somewhere else in your body and let those notes come out. The song that Lucy referred to last week, I Have Seen the Glory of the Lord, that's got a nice interval in it as well, where you can linger on the upper note, and it's a good chance as well to put into practice what Lucy said last week of keeping an open vowel sound. It's much easier to sing the high notes as well on an R sound, because we naturally do that more open. So I have seen the glory of the Lord, and I was clenching my bum cheeks. There you go. Have fun. Bye. Hiya. Lovely to see you. Sorry about this. We've got some questions for you. Okay. So firstly, if you could be driving anywhere right now, distance, no object, where would that be?
Where would I drive to? I've sort of done Europe. I went round with, when I was a teenager in the youth orchestra, we did sort of all Europe and Germany and Denmark and Sweden and Norway in a coach, obviously, with 40 other people. But where would I drive? You know, I think Scotland. I would really like to go to Scotland. I've only been to Adrian's Wall and tipped my foot over the other side and gone, I'm in Scotland. And that's about all I've done. Did go to Edinburgh for a couple of nights when Mum and Dad were up in the caravan and we flew up to them. But I would like to sort of drive round and drive around the coast. I think that would be something that I would like to do.
Me too. Yeah, it's on the list. Yeah. Okay, so on this long journey, what would you have to keep you going in the way of snacks or refreshments?
What would I take on the journey with me? Sweets, basically. I would say wine gums and midget gems and sports mixtures. We'd probably drink, I'd probably take bottles of water. If I was with Mum and Dad, we'd have a flask of tea. Or if I stopped off at a Costa, it'd have to be hot chocolate with a bit of cream on the top. So yeah, sweets, water and hot chocolate.
Okay. So living or dead, I think you could probably fit three or four people extra in this car. Who do you think would make for the most entertaining or interesting travelling companions?
Three people I'd find interesting. I find this really hard because I don't know really, but I do like history. I'm really into my history. I'm no good at remembering dates though. Don't ask me when things started or when things finished, because I wouldn't be able to tell you. But I do like history. So sort of three people from history. I would say probably William Booth. I would love to, because I love reading army history. The lot of, Darkest England book. I find it fascinating. So William Booth would be my, for one of them. I think the second one, who's no longer with us, would be Granny. You know, when you're little and you're younger, you don't sort of ask many questions. You don't really appreciate it. Now I'm a little bit older, I suppose, I'd have Granny and talk about the World War II with her. She was a Wren. Hence why I wear her medals on Remembrance Sunday. And she also worked for the Salvation Army on the Red Shield van, helping all the soldiers who were sort of working down in near Deal in Kent. So yeah, to sit and talk to her and ask her lots of questions about what she did and things that she got up to would be interesting. And then another one, I can get three people in the back. So another one would be my auntie, but she wouldn't want to come. She wouldn't want to talk about it. But something that really fascinates me about my auntie, who is alive now, was the fact that she lived in East Germany. And she escaped right at the height of everything. And I want to know her escape story and find out about how she did it, why she did it. She obviously left quite a few of her family behind. So, yeah, my auntie, because I think that's a real juicy story about how she escaped, how she got to England, how she even met my uncle, really, to a certain extent. We don't know that story, really, and she would never, ever talk about it or discuss it. So yeah, my auntie. So three people would be William Booth, my auntie and my granny, and to talk about history really, and just to find out their intriguing stories.
We're all intrigued as well now. Okay, so when you're driving along, if you are on your own, do you put some music on? If so, what? And if not, you know, do you just travel in silence?
If I traveled alone, would it be in silence? No, it wouldn't, certainly wouldn't be in silence. If I hadn't got anything with me, I'd certainly be whistling, much to some of my volunteers discussed. I'm very often whistling away at work. Ladies, don't whistle, one of my volunteers would say to me. And I'd look round and go, oh, where's the ladies? Anyway, so certainly would have my stereo on. Unfortunately, my stereo will be on very loudly. I'm always told that you hear me coming before you see me. I have got a hybrid, so obviously the battery, you know, is quiet. So the stereo does come out, that's my excuse anyway, the stereo does come out quite loud. What would I be playing? Well, I say the four things I will be playing, believe it or not, would be Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody is a real favourite of mine. For me. Phil Collins, I really like his tracks. Mamma Mia, and me and Andrew, if he was in the car with me, would certainly be singing our heart out to Mamma Mia. And on the radio, I'm sorry, it would be Classic FM. I'm really a Classic FM fan. Have it on all day at work, so that's one good thing. Some of the classics I don't like, but quite a lot of the modern classics I really do like. So yeah, it would be a sing-along and a listen to of Classic FM.
So not Christian singing along then. We have missed you, Christian. Okay, so how long have you been a songster? And always at Birmingham Citadel or where?
I had to count this up and I was like, ooh, I have been a songster now for 33 years. In various songsters, from Burton-on-Trent to Nuneaton to Derby to Kettering and now at Birmingham. So yeah, 33 years. And how long have I been at Birmingham Citadel? I've been at Birmingham Citadel now, and I sat and worked out, it was 21 months. So I've been a songster here at the Corps for 21 months.
And it's been lovely to have you with us. Okay, so your favourite songster song?
My favourite songster song? There are many. I just can't think of many. I could tell you the ones I don't like. No, you want the ones I like. There are so many. I can't possibly sort of pinpoint one, but one particular one that stands out and that comes back and sort of comes into my mind would be a song that is one that talks about things that have happened in my life. It talks about times when I couldn't pray. And I am a big prayer. It sounds really silly, that does, a big prayer. But I do pray. I have a conversation like I'm having now on my way to work or wherever I am. But there are times in my life that I haven't been able to pray. There are times when I've just found it really difficult. And this song affirms with me the fact that if I can't pray, then certainly, and I know that people do pray for me. And so it's somebody prayed for me. You know, when my heart was so broken that I could not pray, when love wasn't easy to see, someone was there, somebody cared, somebody prayed for me. Somebody went to the throne of heaven, somebody lifted my name, bringing me into his holy presence, saying what I could not say. Somebody showed me the face of his mercy when darkness was all I could see. Somebody pleaded the blood of Jesus, somebody prayed for me. Somebody went to the throne of heaven, somebody lifted my name, bringing me into his holy presence, saying what I could not say. Somebody showed me the face of his mercy when darkness was all I could see. Somebody pleaded the blood of Jesus, and somebody prayed for me.
Yeah, such a powerful and meaningful song. And thanks for sharing with us. I think we're going to listen to that song now.
want to know more about our group or our church, please visit our website or social media pages and feel free to contact us. God bless you.